It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's over there, maybe in the Alps, maybe not. No, not really. She's somewhere in Switzerland, I hope. Anyway, she's going to tell us. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. And not from the Alps, but not so far.
Okay.
With first the result of the referendum that we talked about last week, it was about freezing basically any future construction plans in order to save the landscape and to save the way Switzerland looks like today. We predicted the suggestion of the Green, of the young part of the Greens, did not succeed because it was too restrictive and because regulations are in Switzerland already very strict. A majority of people didn't see why it would be necessary to get into even a stricter mode concerning construction. So I guess we are going to see what that means in the future. Probably that the cities will have to build more in the height and a little bit less on the field, but at least if necessary, it will still be possible to build a little bit further in order to offer housing to everybody. So this referendum was refused. Now, a topic that I saw concerning France really got my attention this week because it's kind of an incredible story. Jill, I don't know if you heard already about this Facebook group called the LOL League, Laugh Out Loud League, that has been created between 2009 and 2012, has had about 30 members, and were basically cyber harassing people, especially women and feminists. Now, you are going to tell me, Jill, so what's so special about that? This happens every day. What makes the difference here is that it concerns journalists, journalists that have good positions today, are in their 30s. So this is about 8 years, 9 years ago. It includes also graphists, culinary, podcaster, some executive in advertising, people that have today good, as I said, good position, to, for example, belong to the paper Libération, one to the paper Inrox, and the harassment took place on Twitter. So this has been also confirmed by some victims who said that the jokes were about her appearance. There was also some photoshopping, some rape jokes and more, some fake interview for some fake job where the video or the tape was then put online and was like a real shame for the person concerned. Someone is also saying that it was about pornographic photoshopping, and that this was sent also to underage people, kids. So what are their excuses? Of course, every single of them has put excuses, if I'm not wrong, on Twitter as well, where they say basically that they didn't realize the kind of traumas that they inflicted, and that they deeply regret, and that they changed, and that they would not obviously do that today anymore, being the person they are today. So three journalists have been fired, if the sources are correct, or put on hold, let's say, until I think there will be some investigation, and then it will be decided what's going to happen. Another example of that is that this week as well, three journalists have been fired from the very famous paper Le Monde. One doesn't really have the details right now, but it's also about some misconduct and most probably things that have been said that should not have been said, and that are considered inappropriate these days. I thought this was a very interesting conversation to talk about, because there was a little bit the feeling this past years, maybe 1-2 years, that journalists were somehow above everybody and were basically very unforgiven when someone would make a mistake, say the wrong thing, or having done the wrong thing X years ago, and all immediately asking for removal or really making those people very ashamed for what they did, and obviously in many cases some terrible things have happened, and this has to be condemned. I think everybody would agree on that, but there is also this feeling now that after all journalists are human beings, and that they also in certain cases said the wrong thing or did the wrong thing without that being in any way something really terrible or overly criminal in that sense. But like in this case, making this kind of jokes, harassing people on internet can destroy the life of many people. And it is absolutely amazing to realize that sometimes for many of those people it would be better to stay away from social media, because it actually activates the worst part of themselves. In that respect, I would mention a journalist from the New York Times, Farhad Manjoo, who wrote on January 23rd this year a very interesting article about tweeting. And he strongly suggests that journalists rethink maybe their position when it comes to tweet. As social media, again, have basically destroyed the life of many people, and sometimes also in an anonymous way, which, for example, in France is heavily fought against. President Macron really repeated many times that one thing he did not want anymore were all these anonymous messages. in that respect, he was also thinking very much of cyberbullying in schools and in high schools. And so I believe that some legislation is going to come up in order to avoid this kind of situations.
Yeah, it makes me just wonder, did anybody not know enough about human nature to, because if you offer this format, and then you tell everybody to use it, I'm just baffled. Of course, we've got a situation here right now with people don't know how, this sounds really broad, but people don't seem to know how to talk to each other anymore. And when you have the flashpoint of social media, you do not, the lines of the road, on the road, or the lines of the dialogue are different. And that's just because you're sitting at a screen and you are not filtered in the way that you might be filtered talking to your grandmother.
Yes, and the other argument is that it's the speed. It's this necessity to immediately show everything to everybody, even though sometimes even pictures can be misleading. So while maybe one doesn't expect this kind of reflection from everybody, one does expect that kind of reflection from journalists who are formed, who have learned how to deal with information, how to check information, and how not to rush into conclusions and basically judgments. I think this is just what happened in France. It's just one example of how social media can really bring the worst out of people that are not necessarily bad people. That's the point. It's just a phenomenon, and it's a kind of trigger that these social media seem to present with the kind of aggression and judgmental positions that it basically provokes. So I think it's the wish of many, from all I heard around me, to have again the possibility to talk in a normal, civilized way to each other, which seems to be increasingly difficult online.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.